Welcome to American Indian and Alaskan Native Living, a program designed to educate and inspire listeners throughout Indian country. American Indian and Alaskan Native Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he is here today to help you learn more about your health. Here is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today, we're looking at a very important subject. I think most all of us have heard of the importance of nutrition, just how critical that is. That is where we're focusing today. And we're doing that with someone who is not a stranger to you if you're a regular listener to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. It is Dana West. She's a dietitian and a board-certified specialist in the discipline of lifestyle medicine. Dana, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's a privilege to join you.
So, Dana, you and I have spoken before on the show. You're doing a lot of innovative things. You are the co-founder of a group known as the Abundant Health Wellness Center there in the central U.S. Tell us a little bit about your organization and exactly where you are based.
So I'm in Huntsville, Arkansas, and we are a lifestyle medicine facility. I actually work in a rheumatologist office, that's Dr. Charles Mills, and he refers his patients over to me to help them reduce inflammation and have less pain. And we're having some really great results, and clients are enjoying the process because they can start doing the things that they love to do again. Since they don't have the inflammation, thereby they don't have the pain, they're even able to get down on the floor with their grandkids. And so that's pretty exciting for them. And so currently we're specializing in rheumatology, autoimmune conditions, and it's been very exciting.
This is a very exciting topic. There are so many people today that have autoimmune conditions, first of all, on their radar screen, if not affecting them personally. And I'll be honest with you, I've not heard of a dietitian being based in a rheumatology practice. I mean, maybe that's becoming more common. I just haven't run into it. Is this kind of a new trend, or are you guys on the cutting edge? Tell us a little bit about the origins of this partnership.
So Dr. Mills and his wife, who is also a doctor, and myself started Abundant Health Wellness Center. And we were originally based in Eureka Springs. And so we've been working together for 9 years. And we were doing the lifestyle medicine, as is typically known, with diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure, things like this. And we made a shift about 2 years ago, where Dr. Mills actually joined a different practice. And he requested to be moved to Huntsville. And when that happened, then he requested that I have an office within his practice. And so this has been a great arrangement for us. He refers his patients over to me, and then we start seeing great results. And there is a movement within rheumatology, not necessarily to have dietitian in the office, but showing that a whole food plant-based diet is having dramatic results in improving autoimmune conditions simply by improving the gut microbiome. And so you probably have seen some of those studies. And so we're putting all that into practice and just seeing some really great results. And it's a lot of fun.
No, I mean, we definitely have to talk about this because there's so many folks throughout Indian country and of course beyond that are struggling with these conditions. And we throw out some of these terms, and we've featured them on this show before, but many times we have first-time listeners that are jumping on or people that maybe haven't heard a particular episode. So let's first talk about what may seem like an obvious concept. And of course, this concept or this trend or this way of eating definitely has deep roots in many aspects of Indian country. But tell us a little bit about what we mean when we say a whole foods plant-based diet.
Sure. So eating foods from the ground, from trees, from plants, in their most natural state, that is a whole food plant-based diet with very minimal processing. It doesn't mean that you won't cook anything. You very well may cook something, but we're not adding a lot of fats and sugars and refined products into the diet. So the closer we can come to the original plant from which the food came from, the better health we're going to enjoy.
And I know a lot of folks throughout Indian country, when I speak or when I visit with folks from different parts of the country, they'll resonate with things like the Three Sisters, corn and beans and squash and these whole plant foods that historically were eaten that way. They didn't have fast food factories before European contact, etc. So you then mentioned, Dana, about the microbiome. And we've talked about that on the show. But at the same time, I know a lot of people are asking questions like, well, first of all, before we get into that, help us understand, what is this? What are we talking about when we talk about the microbiome?
Okay. So our digestion actually begins in our mouth. And so anytime we put anything into our mouth, digestion is stimulated throughout the entire digestive tract. So when we're talking about microbiome, it actually includes our mouth all the way down to where we pass out the refuse. And so there are good bugs and bad bugs, if I can call them bugs, in our mouth and all the way through. And if this becomes unbalanced, then we can have some difficulties in the way we absorb our food and nutrients and how we can feed ourselves. And so when we chew our food, we actually have a better nutritional response, better absorption of those nutrients that are present in the food. When we allow our stomach to actually digest all the food without interruption by adding new food into the stomach, just letting it go its full course, the stomach is able to do its work and pass it on to the intestinal tract. When we have foods that contain fiber, which is only found in plant foods, then the intestinal tract is able to do its work more efficiently because the plant foods contain what are called fiber, which is like acts like a broom in the intestinal tract. And then that can move through nicely with all these little hairs that are called microvilli. And the microvilli, these hair-like projections in the intestines, where we actually absorb all our food. So when we have a healthy microbiome, fiber is going to be present. When fiber isn't present, then those hairs get matted down against the walls and we can't absorb the nutrients like we need to absorb them. And then we get sick. So healthy microbiome starts in the mouth. Fiber is included without interruption of the digestive process. The broom in the intestine is important. And then in plant foods, there's also something called prebiotics. And prebiotics are the precursor to probiotics. And most of us are probably familiar with the term probiotics. But then there's also something called postbiotics. And so all these can be furnished through plants. So the plants have the prebiotics, which then can create the probiotics, which can create the postbiotics. And those are all the good bugs that we want to have in our digestive tract.
So if we're to step back, getting the big picture, and I just pulled up a dictionary definition of biome, a major ecological community type, such as tropical rainforest, grassland, or desert. So we're talking about, as you mentioned, the microbiome, so the microscopic community that's living in harmony, hopefully in harmony with our body. And we've especially been focusing on the gut microbiome because, of course, we have germs and things that live in our skin and involved with other processes or put us at risk of other things. So appreciate you kind of walking us through this importance of having balance in the gut and in the organisms that live there. So a lot of folks have heard about this and appreciate you giving us kind of that broad overview. Again, maybe review for some folks, but for others, I think it's just important that we focus on this a bit because we want to talk about it in some detail. To me, the question though, Dana, I've heard a lot of people, you know, getting at this. We talk about these, you know, whole food, plant-based diet and other lifestyle factors. Yeah, we know these things affect the gut microbiome, but they affect other things as well. They affect other body processes. And so some folks say, well, how do we know that the benefits are being conferred by one thing or another? I know at the end of the day, we could say, hey, I've got arthritic patients. If they're feeling better, it doesn't matter if it's exclusively from the changes in the gut microbiome or if it's for other reasons. Do you have people asking those kind of questions of you as they're going through these programs?
So we have a program, it's called Start a New You. And in the program, we cover 10 essentials of health. So nutrition is just one aspect of it. So we can't just isolate out nutrition and say, if you eat a whole food plant-based diet, you're going to feel absolutely amazing. You're going to be able to get down on the ground and play with your kids and grandkids again, because there's still other essentials of health that have to be put into place as well. So things like water and proper rest and getting out in the outdoor elements, you know, these are all part of exercise would be another, all part of a healthy lifestyle that's going to facilitate improving things like, as you mentioned, arthritis.
So let's talk a little bit more about just how important, how impressive this is. You're mentioning you're working with these different groups of people, different individuals who have different conditions. Give us some examples, a specific diagnosis and maybe a story of someone who's gone on the Start a New You program and what they experienced.
Sure. So I'll give you one that's fairly recent. I had a client who was struggling with ankylosing spondylitis, and she started on the program. She couldn't really bend her fingers. She had what are called like trigger fingers, and especially a thumb. And she was very swollen and a lot of pain, like in her back and her jaw. She had problems with her eyes and getting infections in her eyes. And as she progressed through the program, she started losing weight. She started feeling much better. And she got on our weekly coaching call, and it's a Zoom call. And she held up her hands and she says, I've just got to show you guys what I can do. And she started showing us how she could move her hands and especially her thumb that she couldn't hardly move at all before. And she was just very much rejoicing. And so that was about 3 or 4 months into the program that she didn't have back pain. She didn't have, she had full move range, almost full range of motion in her hands.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it was pretty exciting. She was able to bend. She has a 5-year-old son. And so she was able to play with him. They have several dogs. I don't remember how many. And so she's out there playing with the dogs and throwing balls and, you know, having a good time. And this is something that she was not able to do before.
No, I mean, this is absolutely remarkable. And why it's remarkable is so many people today, whether they're on a tribal health program, whether they're going through some kind of private insurance, whether they're, I mean, terrible to think about, but if they're paying out of pocket, I mean, some of these medication alternatives for these conditions are incredibly expensive. And we're really talking about, conceptually at least, simple lifestyle changes. I want to encourage you, if you're listening in today, to my dialogue with Dana West, dietitian and board-certified lifestyle medicine specialist, to stay by. We're going to be talking more about specific things you can do if you're dealing with autoimmune conditions, especially if you're dealing with things like ankylosing spondylitis that we just mentioned, or rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. There's a whole host of autoimmune conditions. We're going to touch on a number of these things in our next segment. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. DeRose. We'll be right back.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please reach out to us on the web at aianl.org. That stands for American Indian Alaska Native Living. Again, aianl.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When Jim died, I wondered if I would be able to keep the farm. Then I heard about the USDA's loan program for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. It's for women and minorities who may be having trouble getting credit. Once I was approved, the USDA's Farm Service Agency helped me get the credit I needed. Now I don't have to sell, and I can pass the farm down to my kids the way Jim's dad passed it down to him. I know he'd like that.
Contact your local USDA service center or visit www.fsa.usda.gov.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. My guest, Dana West. She's a dietitian, also a board-certified specialist in lifestyle medicine. Dana has been sharing with us some, to me as a physician, some really exciting work, clinical work that she is doing in conjunction with physicians who are focused on rheumatology, joint diseases, autoimmune diseases. Dana, we just heard this amazing story of a patient with ankylosing spondylitis who has had a remarkable response to these lifestyle measures. Help us understand how you work as a dietitian in this practice, because we're gathering that there is some kind of extensive program that people can go through, but do you also see people maybe just for a single visit or series of visits?
We do. So anybody can come into my office and talk with me one-on-one in a private consultation. And, you know, of course, we have that set up as an appointment. And most of my consultations are about an hour long in the office. So one-on-one, we can personalize a program that is right for that individual. Then we also have what I've referred to as our online program, which is our Start a New You program. And this is a program that is self-propelled, but it can move you along faster through making the changes than we could in the office one-on-one. So I like to try to get my clients into the online program and then simply coach them through the process. So the Start a New You program, you'll have various trainings through the program. It's broken down into three sections. The first section is just helping you establish a baseline of, in your current condition, what is the best health you can have right now. in that situation. And so that can last anywhere from, depending on how fast you move through the program, you know, 4 weeks to 8 weeks. And then once we've established kind of that baseline, then we look at all 10 essentials of health and applying those specifically to your lifestyle, just one at a time, to reach the full culmination of that. And then the last section is actually the psychological, if you will, aspect of the program, because, you know, we have to eat. Sometimes we're addicted to foods. Sometimes we think we just can't survive without certain foods. And so we have to address those elements as well, so that this can be a long lasting program that's going to be effective for the rest of your life, instead of just a moment in time program where I feel better now, but when the program's over, I don't feel better anymore. And so we see that, right? We've seen that in other programs, and we want this to be a long lasting program. So we need the psychological element included in that. And so that's actually about the last 6 months of the program, is going through, why am I hungry when I'm not supposed to be hungry? Or, you know, how can I be very mindful or consciously aware of the foods that I'm eating, and dealing with stress and stress eating and things like this? So it's very important that we get through that last section of the program in order for it to be a long-lasting program. And then also with the program, we are including a 30-minute monthly consultation with me, just so that we can tailor the program specifically to the individual needs. So while we can't make it exactly what everyone needs in a recorded program, that's what that 30-minute consultation is for every month, is to help everyone be able to know exactly how they can apply this in their situation and work through the hurdles that they're coming in contact with. How are they going to jump over all those hurdles?
So let me see if I understand this correctly. We'll come back to this patient who had this remarkable response to her ankylosing spondylitis. She actually met with you in the clinic because she was seeing one of the doctors in the practice there. Is that safe to say?
She actually had heard about the program from someone else, and then we arranged. So she has not actually seen me in person in the clinic. This has all been online.
Okay. So you've got some people that are coming in physically meeting you, and then other folks hearing about the program, like they could be doing right now on our radio show.
Exactly.
And she heard about the Start a New You program, and that's what she went through. Am I hearing that right?
That's correct.
So for someone who says, okay, well, how do I get into this program? What's the commitment? What's the length of it? I mean, it's sounding like it spans over a year. Is that safe to say?
It's a year-long program, and we need that year-long program so that it can become a lifestyle for the rest of your life. In fact, I have several of my clients who go through it a second year, or they choose to just do the coaching for another year, because they don't have it completely solidified in their mind and they feel like they just need the extra help to stay the course.
So what kind of a commitment is there? If someone says, hey, I've got rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, ankylosing spondylitis, or a mixed connective tissue disease, we go through the whole list, but they say, hey, I'd like to try this. Do they have to sign up for a whole year, or how does this work?
Yeah, so we recommend that you sign up for the whole year, because we actually do an interview with you to make sure that it's a right fit for you and that you really are committed to doing basically whatever it takes to get your life back and to be able to do those things that you really would love to do again. And so that's step number one, is making sure that the commitment is really there. Getting just part of the program isn't going to get you the long-term results that you're really looking for. So we do have a guarantee with our program, and that is during that first section where we're just establishing a baseline. At the end of that program, we have what's called a 10-day kickstart cleanse, which is actually a book that we have promoted on this program in the past, Kickstart to a New You. And in those last 10 days, you'll know what is the best I can currently have for my health right now. It's not the best that it's going to get through the year, but right here, right now, that establishes our baseline upon which we build. And at the end of that, if you are not satisfied with the results, then you can ask for a refund, the money that you have invested, and we will refund that minus a small administrative fee. And as of current, I have not had anyone request a refund on the individuals who have actually made it through to that step.
Okay. Well, so let's give a little bit more perspective. You and I, for those who don't know our history, you and I work together as team members of a multidisciplinary health center, not all that far from where you live currently, in the heart of Indian country in Oklahoma, a place that was called the Lifestyle Center of America. And folks would come there and they'd spend literally thousands of dollars a week to go through this intensive lifestyle program. You're using some of those very same principles, of course, updated, you know, with cutting edge science, because we worked together quite a while ago. Are you charging hundreds of dollars a week instead of thousands of dollars? How affordable is this program?
Made it affordable for everyone, we hope at least. And it is not thousands of dollars, even a month. It is simply $97 a month to go through the program, to reap all the benefits, to get your life back on track so you can do those things that you love to do again. You can start a new you.
The amazing thing to me is just to see a high-level dietitian for half an hour a month. Someone could easily drop way more than $97, and they're not having to drive anywhere. They're not having to travel because it's all online, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So I'm not currently, to my knowledge, dealing with an autoimmune disease or a rheumatologic condition, but definitely you're on my list. I know you're not just dealing with a single diagnosis. You've got some amazing stories about other conditions. Before we go there, we want to talk about how someone can contact you if they're interested in the program, how they can learn more about it. What's the process with that, Dana?
Sure. So our phone number is 479-363-6585. That number again is 479-363-6585. You can also check us out online at abundanthealthwellnesscenter.org. That's abundant health. And we probably should spell abundant. It kind of is a difficult word. So it's A-B-U-N-D-A-N-T, healthwellnesscenter.org. And then you can also email me if you prefer at info@abundanthealthwellnesscenter.org.
Okay, let me make sure that I've got all this. So folks have several options. If they just like to go the website route, abundanthealthwellnesscenter.org. If they want to reach out to you, just stick info in front of that, info@abundanthealthwellnesscenter.org. And then if they'd prefer to call and speak with you or one of your colleagues in person, that's 479-363-6585. Have I got all that down?
That's correct.
Okay, I know you've got another great success story, and then we're going to talk about more details, practical things that people can do. Stay by. I'm Dr. David DeRose. My guest, Dana West, dietitian and board-certified lifestyle medicine specialist. We'll be back with more in the second half of our show right after all these important announcements.
American Indian and Alaskan Native Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please contact us on the web at aianl.org or call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passersby are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back for the second half of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. My guest is Dana West. You may know Dana from previous visits to our program. Dana is a dietitian as well as a board-certified lifestyle medicine specialist. She's joining us from the Abundant Health Wellness Center in Arkansas. Dana, it's been great to have you with us on the show.
Yes, thank you. It's been a privilege to connect with you again and to help others learn how a lifestyle makes an impact on disease and turning on and off genes that they may have.
Well, this is where we want to go in this segment. We want to talk about some of the other conditions that you're treating. One of them that, I mean, I've seen as a physician causing a lot of ravages is sometimes just referred to as lupus. In the medical community, we call it systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE, but usually just for short, lupus. And I've seen people with heart-related problems from it, kidney-related problems. It's not just a joint condition. It's this broad autoimmune condition. So tell us about one of the patients you had the privilege of working with.
Okay. So I have a young lady that I'm working with that suffers with lupus, and her condition had progressed to where she's sun sensitive and she wasn't able to go outside. She had the chronic fatigue. She actually had to quit working because she just couldn't function anymore. She has a family, and she was just really struggling. She was referred over to me. And so we began working together, and she has done very well in the program, and we're just doing one-on-one. She actually isn't in the Start a New You official program. This is just a one-on-one patient. And she told her doctor that as long as I do what Dana has recommended, I have great results. When I fall off, then I don't feel well. She's able to get out in the sun now. She's not having any problems when she's out in the sun. So she loves outdoor life. They have a farm, and she hasn't been able to participate, but now she can. So she's excited about that. She went to a theme park recently, was there all day in the sun, and no problems at all. So she was very excited about this. She is not completely on a full plant-based program yet, but she's still already getting results. Her numbers were well over 1,000, and now they're down to around 100, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little over 100, but remarkable results, and she feels so much better. Last time I spoke with her.
So you mentioned her numbers getting better. These are inflammatory markers, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow, so they're dropping tenfold.
Yes. And I wish I had her numbers in front of me to actually give those to you, because it is quite remarkable. She's not just an isolated case, however. We do see this on a regular basis, and people get very excited when they see those numbers come down, because they're not only feeling it in their body, they're seeing it with their own eyes on their lab work. They're able to reduce medications and still feel good. So it's good. She's not in pain. She doesn't have the fatigue, although she had some alcohol some time back, and I saw her the day after that, and she says, okay, so that was not a good choice at all. And she could definitely feel it. So, you know, these are all pointers that our listeners can learn from and be able to apply it to their own life.
So, Dana, that's exactly where we want to go. We want to talk about some of these practical lessons that any listener can take and run with. They may not have a diagnosed lupus or ankylosing spondylitis or rheumatoid arthritis, but they're dealing with inflammation, they have joint pain. What are some of the practical things that you're doing with these patients that anyone can benefit from?
Yeah, so it really starts diet-wise with increasing fruits and vegetables. These are your anti-inflammatory powerhouses. These have all the antioxidants, the phytochemicals, the fiber, the vitamins, the minerals packaged so beautifully within them that when we eat these, we're going to be better nourished and start feeling better. It's not the only thing, however, right? But it is a start. So increasing anti-inflammatory foods, especially fruits and vegetables, would be a great place to start nutritionally. We need to stay hydrated. You know, if we're not hydrated, we're losing fluids in our joints, and that's going to eventually create pain and discomfort. So staying hydrated is important. And we don't hydrate with just anything, because like I said, with my client, you know, she was drinking alcohol. That's a liquid. Is that going to hydrate us? Well, no, that's actually going to dehydrate us. Same with caffeinated beverages. They don't hydrate us. They dehydrate us. And so what are the liquids that are going to hydrate us? Well, water is our best liquid. Mm-hmm. So drinking sufficient amount of water is going to be very beneficial to any joint problems or diseases.
So are there rules of thumb? I mean, if someone has healthy kidneys and healthy heart, do you tell your patients how much water they should be drinking? Do you give them some kind of marker for that?
Yeah, again, you know, we have to individualize. I find that a lot of people don't drink any water or very, very little water. So if we suddenly say you need to drink 8 cups of water or 10 cups of water a day, they're completely overwhelmed, right? And so we're going to start wherever the individual is. I had a lady who had fibromyalgia, and she was at no water. She drank tea and coffee. Those were her liquids. And she started with 4 ounces of water, and then she started building with more water. She's up to 8 glasses of water a day, and she's feeling much better. Of course, she has other elements in there as well. But she was working on 3 main health areas, which was nutrition, water, and movement. Mm. And so that's where she started with. And just with those 3, she knocked down her symptoms by 75%. But just being properly hydrated, adding fruits and vegetables into her diet, going more to a plant-based diet with whole grains as well, and then starting a movement program, which could be as little as just taking a 5 to 10 minute stroll after eating. So some of my patients, they start with 2 minutes because it hurts so much to move.
This is great stuff, because a lot of people hear exercise, and I know with fibromyalgia, with other rheumatologic conditions, people, they're just having so much pain. They feel like if they do much, it makes their pain worse. But you're saying basically just do something, and it doesn't have to be a huge amount. It may even seem insignificant at first, but you're finding really these tremendous results. I know so many folks out there with the fibromyalgia get so frustrated, and you're saying, hey, it doesn't have to be complicated, but I'm hearing you say you got to be consistent with some specific things, right?
Exactly.
So Dana, we've talked on a number of occasions about incorporating more of these whole plant foods. I know that's a big part of the Start a New You program, but you mentioned there's these 9 other factors that you're focused on. We've talked about some of them. But the challenge I've seen with a lot of folks is they say, okay, well, yeah, I like some raw fruits, I like some raw vegetables, but I need to cook something. I want to improve my cooking choices. You've been addressing that too. Don't you have a whole cookbook available now for your patients?
We do. It's the Start a New You cookbook. And so it's based off of a 2-week menu, and it has all the recipes for those 2 weeks that you can actually start incorporating these into your lifestyle. Just one recipe at a time. You don't have to do the full 2 weeks, but you can become familiar. You know, any recipe that we try takes double or triple the time that it takes once we're familiar with it to prepare that recipe, right? But once we're familiar, then it becomes less time consuming. And so trying to do a 2-week menu, 3 meals, maybe you're doing 2 meals a day, can be a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So instead of trying to just do the whole 2 weeks out the gate, get familiar with the recipes, and then you can start working through and start feeling the benefits. But this cookbook isn't just a cookbook. This cookbook gives you lots of information and tips on how to apply this. It actually gives my own story as well as how I recovered my own health and how you can do the same.
I love the whole concept, but I know what people are thinking because I've dealt with enough of them. When we're talking about these whole plant foods, they're saying, well, this is probably a bunch of recipes that basically are teaching you to make some stuff that's going to taste like cardboard, and then she's going to tell you go out and put your lawn clippings on it or something, and just not going to cut it for me. Give us an example of one of your favorite recipes. How about doing that?
Well, I'll give you one of my clients' favorite recipes. They all seem to like my orange mango cereal. And so it's actually prepared in a slow cooker. You can do that the night before. Next morning, you make a topping that's orange and mango that you put over it. And everyone that I know of who's tried it has really enjoyed it. In fact, I have one client who was in my office a couple weeks ago, and she says, that's my favorite recipe in the whole entire book. And so it's a simple hot cereal that you can have in the morning. That's not a lot of work because you're doing most of the work the night before. And super tasty. So it's called Slow Cooker Orange Mango Multigrain Hot Cereal.
So multigrain, so there's obviously a number of grains in it. What all is in it?
So it has rice, oats, millet, and buckwheat.
Okay, so is this something suitable for someone who's gluten intolerant?
It is. So the book is based on avoiding the top allergies. So there isn't any soy or any, it doesn't have wheat. It's not exactly a gluten-free cookbook, but it is a wheat-free cookbook. So there would be gluten-free options for those that include something like barley or something like this.
Okay, we definitely want to learn more about the cookbook. You've got more practical pointers for us, but we've got to take a quick break. Before we do, we're talking with Dana West. If you want to contact her, the best way to do it is abundanthealthwellnesscenter.org, abundanthealthwellnesscenter.org. Dana's going to be back with us, more practical insights, and we'll talk with you too about how you can pick up a copy of her cookbook, the Start a New You cookbook. Stay tuned.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
Timeless Healing Insights is here for you and for your whole person health. With that in mind, we invite you to go to our website, www.timelesshealinginsights.org. There you will find a free 30-day lifestyle program. Sign up for it and you'll get daily email reminders for 30 days, links to short videos to give you pointers on a healthier lifestyle. On our website, you can also find information about this broadcast. You can connect with our handouts. You can review archives from episodes of Timeless Healing Insights TV that you have missed. Continued success to you. I'll see you at timelesshealinginsights.org.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is a number story?
My number story started with fear and a lack of support, and it has led me to be there for others.
A number story begins in our childhood with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
My number story begins with the separation from my father and the emotional abandonment from my mother, and leads to me being a role model to not only myself, but those around me by becoming the person that wasn't there for me.
ACEs are so common, 2/3 of us have one.
My number story begins with drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
A study found the more ACEs, the more likely we may experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but that doesn't need to be the case. Your ACE number is simply an entry point to your own story. Where it leads is up to you.
My number story begins with years of emotional abuse and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control of where your number story leads at numberstory.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to our final segment of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. I've been speaking with Dana West, dietitian, author, motivational speaker. I know you're getting ready to head out on the lecture circuit here for a while as well. But we got to focus on what everybody can take advantage of, whether they're in Arkansas or whether I know you're going to be in the Southeast here soon. The Start a New You cookbook. We definitely want to learn how someone can pick up a copy of that. What's the best way to do that, Dana?
It's on Amazon, so that makes it pretty simple. You just look up Dana West, Start a New You cookbook, and that should get you to that. So just go to Amazon.com, look up Start a New You, and put in Dana West just to make sure you get the right one. And it should pull it up for you.
Great, great. Well, let's talk about some other pointers. We've been speaking a fair amount about nutrition. You mentioned part of this equation involving sleep. I know that we kind of glossed over that pretty quickly. Tell us why that's important, and have you really seen it to make much a difference? I know everybody talks about it today, but do you find that with your patients really making a difference?
Sure, because if we're not sleeping, then we can't heal, because it's during our sleep that we are rejuvenating, repairing. And if we're not sleeping, then we're missing out on that healing process. And so we start the day feeling fatigued, already wiped out, and then it just propels, you know, from there, kind of snowballs, if you will. So if we're going to really heal, then we have to address the sleep factor. And, you know, again, if there's any one element that testifies to the fact that all 10 elements have to be in place, it would be sleep. Because if we're eating late at night, which is nutrition, that's going to interfere with our sleep. If we're not exercising, then we're going to have more trouble relaxing in the evening. If we're not getting out in the sunlight, we're not absorbing the melatonin that we need. If we're not hydrated, we don't sleep as well either, because the body doesn't have the fluid necessary to actually detoxify, if you will. And you'll actually wake up more being dehydrated than you will hydrated. And so a lot of people say, I don't want to drink because I'm going to wake up during the night. Well, you know, our body runs in cycles, and understanding the circadian rhythms, understanding these cycles, if we can pursue something for 3 days, sometimes 7 days, then we can start seeing improvement in this by staying hydrated. We can actually have better sleep at night. And so I think that's probably one of the biggest things to improve our sleep is being hydrated.
Wow.
And then caffeine is going to interfere with our sleep. Even if we've had that one cup of coffee in the morning, that is actually still affecting us when we lay down our head at night to sleep. And so avoiding caffeine in totality, or at least working toward that. If you're drinking a pot of coffee a day, you might not want to just drop it off all at once, but working toward having less caffeine is going to actually improve sleep. So yes, sleep is very important in healing from any disease, but especially autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, I know I've seen consistently with patients with arthritis, many of them will tell me if they get short on their sleep, their arthritis is, you know, worse the next day. And I'm assuming that's a finding that you've noted as well with your patients.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's round out this list for folks that are taking notes. We've heard about hydration. We've heard about the whole foods plant-based diet. We've heard about sleep. We've heard about movement. That's four, but there's six more. What are the other things that round out the list of these 10 vital principles?
Very good. So outdoor life includes sunlight. So sunlight is one. Atmosphere, both outside as well as inside, is going to be important. You know, the atmosphere around us impacts our health. So even something as little as a cluttered area can make us more stressed, more nervous, more anxious. So, you know, the atmosphere that surrounds us is going to be important. Having a lot of noise versus some quiet also makes a difference. So atmosphere is another one. And that would include our need for fresh air as well. And then we have trust and temperance. So understanding that we need others in our life, that we need trusting relationships in our life. And those need to be obviously healthy, trusting relationships. And, you know, a lot of our health or lack of health can be traced back to some violation of a relationship, you know, a trusting relationship that wasn't, you know, that should have been trusting, but wasn't a trusting relationship, right? And that's deep within us, and that can affect us. And so learning how to forgive is going to be part of that. And so the Start a New You is the acronym. So the other T is thoughts and thinking. So that has to do with those relationships as well that we just were talking about. So how we think, that's how we're going to be, right? That's kind of a law of our being. So what are our thought processes like? Are they healthy thought processes? Are we always thinking very pessimistically, I'll never get well? Or are we saying, you know, I can be well and I will be well? And so how we think is going to have a big impact upon our health as well. And then, did you mention exercise in there?
Yeah, but let's talk a little bit more about that. I love what you said about the patient with fibromyalgia, because you talked about movement rather than exercise. I think sometimes the word exercise is distancing the people. Have you found that as well?
Absolutely. In fact, we call it fun therapy in our Start a New You program. That's a more encouraging term, and it might sound a little childish, but it works. And so if we know we're trying to have fun, then we're seeking out movement that is going to be fun, right? And so we might laugh through the process of exercising, right? So yeah, we have fun with that instead of drudgery. Oh, I gotta get out there and move. And even just moving right after we eat, we actually call this a digestive walk, and it's a stroll. It's just getting outside, breathing the fresh air, enjoying the elements that are around us, whether it be trees or flower or streams or birds or whatever it may be, just enjoying the time right after and aiding digestion with fresh air and movement. And so we call it a digestive walk. And that's one of the challenges we encourage our clients to meet on a regular basis, is to start out with one digestive walk and then lead up to another. But we're a week or more into the program before we even bring up anything about movement, because people are very resistant to the term exercise, right?
Right, right. I mean, this is great, Dana. And I'm assuming if someone picks up a copy of your cookbook, the Start a New You cookbook, like you said, they're not just going to be getting recipes. Are they going to be getting a lot of these other principles as well?
Yes, all 10 are included in the cookbook, of course. Yeah.
Okay, that's great to know. And again, all I've got to do is remember the name of the book, Start a New You cookbook. And your name, which is Dana West, just like the direction, W-E-S-T. And if I remember that, I can just jump onto Amazon and pick up a copy of the book?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, I know Amazon does some weird stuff with their pricing from time to time, but this is not going to put me out like one of these medical textbooks a couple hundred dollars, is it?
No, there's a digital version, there's a paperback, and a hardcover. And so you can get the digital version for as little as $5.
Oh, wow.
So it's definitely affordable for everyone. If you want the hardcover book, it's going to run you about $55.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is great stuff. Dana, I always enjoy talking with you. It's exciting to hear what you're doing in a real clinical practice. You're not just one of these lecturers, podcast hosts who's reading some books and telling people some stories, but you're giving us these real life experiences that you're, well, you've seen in your own life, like you alluded to in this show, and then you've seen it in the lives of your patients. As we wind up this episode, I know a lot of folks have heard a lot. You've given them some practical encouragement, but any final words of advice for my listeners?
Yeah, so we actually didn't talk about the 10th element of the Start a New You program, which is you, Y-O-U. And no one can do for yourself what you can do for you. You're your own best advocate, and it's up to you, really, with how good of health you're going to experience.
Wonderful, Dana. Thank you again so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a privilege.
And if you want to connect with Dana, again, her website, abundanthealthwellnesscenter.org. I'm Dr. David DeRose, as always, wishing you the very best of health.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.